Hey, who wears pants in the summertime? A lot of people at Jesse Brown sure do. And we've got pants and shorts from Cool and Mountain Khakis, all available at Jesse Brown's. So stop by and try on your size this summer at Jesse Brown's. The Cool and Mountain Khaki selection is available for you at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. It's hot. It's sticky. What's it going to be, mountains or beach?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because that is a fantastic argument. I am going to go ahead and vote mountains.
All right. I just got back from them. I'm going to vote beach. Calabash seafood, that's in my argument.
Well, and this is an argument or a conversation that happens all over the Carolinas this time of year because, unlike other places in the United States, we have the convenient option of driving to either or. You can make it to the coastal South Carolina city like Charleston area in just over 3 hours, believe it or not. The hardest part of that drive is getting out of Charlotte on your way there. Of course, we have Wilmington directly to the east, the Outer Banks, which is one of the best, you could almost say best fill-in-the-blank, best fishing spot, best surfing spot. What's that sport that you and I saw out there? Kiteboarding spot. It best all of that, as well as heading west, a short drive to our North Carolina mountains, is so easy to get up there and enjoy 10 to 15 to even more degrees cooler than we have here in the middle of the city during July.
Or you can go north, hit Virginia, hit the New River, do a little rafting up there.
There you go. All of the above. So, Don, you did just get back from Brevard. I would like to point out, too, to all of our music lovers out there listening to the Carolina Outdoors, Brevard Music Center has a summer institute and festival going on through mid-August or so where they're playing different music. They have symphony orchestras and other types of music that are going to be on hand up there. So you can go get a little bit of culture and then go tubing down the Davidson River.
Oh, really?
And throw rocks at fishermen along the way.
That's a good plan. I recommend it highly. It's always good if you run right into them, too.
Well, it's like bumper rafts out there, I'm sure. But
it's like a game of chicken, quite frankly.
In the opening segment, we talked a little bit about your fishing trip up there on the lower section of the Davidson River where you had success. Ben Lawson had success catching fish. Of course, the state of North Carolina stocks that stream. Yes, even in the middle of summer. They put sterile fish in there just for recreational catch and keep, if you will. But in your situation, you all didn't keep any. But there's plenty of people who are in the Brevard area. And I always talk about think about the Davidson River Campground. It's 144 campsites. You can take
a bunch.
Yeah, that is a lot. You can take your great big RV in there as well as your little pop-up camper and anything in between. But there are plenty of people who are going in there to camp for the week or for a weekend who are hitting that river to do just what we're talking about, stay cool.
Well, the nice thing about that end of the river is it is what we call a hatchery-supported stream, which is open year-round with the exception of the month of March, which time they stock them up and so forth. So 11 months a year, you can fish those streams, and you can fish them with anything you'd like. A spinning rod, a fly rod, you can use bait, you can use spinners, you can use treble hooks, you can use whatever you want, and you can keep some fish out of there. Take them home to your campfire and grill them up, do whatever you'd like to do. So it's multi-use. It's a great place to go swimming. It's a mediocre place to go tubing because you're going to be dragging on the ground a bunch, but it's a good place to go cool off, that's for sure. And the price is right.
The price is right. Plus, you have an informational office right across the street, essentially from there, where they give away maps to the area. So if you're interested in hiking, I know in the opening segment you mentioned John's Rock, which is a great big granite bald that you can hike to the top to from the parking lot of the Wildlife Interpretive Center there. Right alongside the Davidson River. You can have a map from the office, begin your hike. It's uphill, believe it or not, on top of the rock. But once you get there, you can look down on the hawks that are hunting that valley. and enjoy a beautiful view from high atop John's Rock.
Now, if you want to learn something while you're over there, you can go over to the Cradle of Forestry.
Oh, and that is the birthplace of sustainability in wood products, for lack of a better way to say it. That's when they began the study of forest and having a continuation of trees for ever using supply for building our houses, making our paper, and all the other stuff that we use those trees for. It all started at the Cradle of Forestry.
And we've had those folks on before, and they've done a lot of interesting things, including a film called, what, Voices of the Appalachian, where they interviewed all the older ladies that they could find and had them tell stories of their childhood in the Appalachian Mountains.
So we started all of this about how to be cool in the mountains, and I see what you did there, because that movie is in an air-conditioned room there at the Cradle of Forestry. So you can stay nice and cool in the air while you begin that education. But there's all of those sorts of things to do in that area. We've covered fishing, we've covered hiking, we've covered camping, we've covered educational opportunities. Don, I would like to ask you how many bicycles you saw in that area, because it is also a very popular mountain biking trail system up there. Did you see any bikes rolling through?
Not only mountain bikes, you get a lot of road bikes, and a lot of people just drive all the way up to the parkway and then bicycle back down to Brevard, which is certainly the right way to do that if you want to cool off, riding downhill through the shades and so forth, and a lot of fun there. The other thing to do, of course, is Sliding Rock.
So I'm sure, I don't know, your client who is 10 years old or so, did that pop up with a
little
bit of
fishing? He slid on some rocks, but he didn't go down Sliding Rock. We didn't go over to that branch, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was, you know, there's plenty of sliding around on rocks when you're wading in the Davison River. But Sliding Rock is rather spectacular and hard on the buns. You're sliding down a big slope of granite with a big old bump in the middle into a great swimming hole at the bottom, and there's about 55 more people coming down right behind you, so get out of the way.
Well, we'd like to know what your pick is. Are you we're talking about the North Carolina mountains, specifically the Pisgah National Forest in the Brevard area right there, the Davidson River area, where it is noticeably cooler on a hot summer day. Or do you prefer the beach, which the North Carolina and South Carolina coast just to our east has plenty of opportunity for you to do as well? Hey, if you're listening to us in the Charlotte area or in anywhere in the Carolinas, celebrate, because you can be at either or. Just what's your pick?
Now, one thing you can do in a mountain stream that you can't do at the coast, you can corral and cool your watermelon. I saw two different watermelon being corralled and cooled in the stream on the Davison River. It's all I could do not to take out my knife and have a slice.
Well, hey, I like the way that sounds.
There's something better about a watermelon that's been cooled in a river than an ice chest.
Well, I could ask you, talking about the salty coastal waters, do you ever put salt on your watermelon?
Sure, absolutely. That's a fine old Midwest tradition. You ever put pepper on your cantaloupe?
No.
Try it. You're missing out. You are missing out.
I am a full-on traditionalist at this stage of my existence. I'm going all raw.
What do you do? What do you put on your tomato when you eat it?
Oh, now you got me there. I'll put a little salt and a little pepper on
there. Uh-huh.
And a little mayonnaise.
And a couple of slices of bread.
And if I'm really going high grade,
maybe
eating,
I am,
I'll put bacon.
Now you're talking. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. It is the season for that.
Hey, did we just invent a new sandwich?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I think that one's been around a while, buddy. BLT.
Listen, we're glad that everyone has joined us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. What we do over there at Jesse Brown's, which is on the upstairs floor of the Sharon Corner Shopping Center in the heart of Charlotte's South Park Shopping District, is outfit people for their outdoor pursuits. So this time of year, we are doing a lot of international travel as well as local travel for people who are being outfitted for a trip anywhere and everywhere, whether you're going to the airport or just filling up your tank of your car for a trip to the coast or to the mountains, you can stop by Jesse Brown's. We not only have the gear for your adventures, we also have the advice, the consultation, the directions that you may need to make your trip all the more merrier. Some of the things that we will remind you as you are planning whatever outdoor adventure you have in store for yourselves is to remember to protect yourself from the sun. We know so much more about the damage that the sun can do when we are unprepared for that. So at Jesse Brown's, we have a ton of sun protective clothing, not only short sleeves, but also long sleeve tops, not only shorts, but long sleeve pants, if that's such a thing, long leg pants. Anyway, so that
pants
you are,
versus shorts.
So if you are stuck in the sun, you are fully protective and you're still comfortable because this fabric, these fabrics are not hot. They will also keep you cool while you are out there, and they work so much better than caking sunblock all over yourself. The other thing that I would remind you as you are in your outdoor pursuit is drink plenty of water. That's not only for our recreational friends, but also for our occupational people who are working in our Carolina outdoors. Please remember to drink plenty of water while you are out there. That will help keep you from getting those fatiguing headaches and uncomfortable type situations and keep you healthy along the way. So those are just some of the things for our public service advice announcement from the gang at Jesse Brown's.
And water your dog.
Ah! You know what? Thank you for saying that. If you are going to be out there, please remember to water your dog, your pet, your animal, who is enjoying the Carolina outdoors along with you.
That's right. Dog Pants loses lots of water off his tongue while he's panting, trying to cool himself. He needs to do that because he can't sweat. So he takes more water than you do.
Sounds perfect. Thank you for that. And thank you all for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. For Ed Billick, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.